Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today, and we hope you're having a blessed day out there on this thankful Thursday. Amen. We're so thankful for what the Lord is doing in our hearts, and what a blessing it is to be a pastor today. What a blessing it is to be a servant of the Lord. Just getting out there doing something for Jesus today. Amen. What a blessing it is to serve God. I want to make mention real quickly about our Passion Play that's coming up tomorrow night. It's going to be tomorrow night. And starting at 6 o'clock for the special singing. The Edwards family will be singing with us tomorrow night. And so make your plans to be with us here at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church for the Passion Play tomorrow evening. And then on Saturday, we've got the Middle Cross will be the special singers for Saturday night. And then on Sunday, the Justice family, amen, is coming in to begin singing around 6 o'clock. Make your plans to be here if you've got a large group. We are trying to reserve some seats here and there where we can, but we have had a tremendous turnout several years in a row now. And so please make your plans to be with us here at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church once again on this weekend, the 7th, 8th, and the 9th. And I want to make mention also that our Passion Play cast, I've not talked about this very much, but our cast, we've been probably doing this, I would say probably 14, 15 years now maybe, and most of our cast has stayed with us. They are the same people every year, and they've been faithful to God, and at times they'll break character, and they'll begin to testify, and they'll begin to tell about what the Lord is doing in their life, and it just seems like it's special. It's a worship service. And so you make your plans to be with us tomorrow night. Amen. I believe it'll be a blessing to your soul. It'll remind you of what Christ went through at Calvary and why that he died. We've got the Edwards family up now. They're going to be singing When I Get Home. I hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today.
Since I've heard about a better home, slip away most any day to heaven's shore. I'll find sweet rest beyond the gate forevermore. Yes, I'll reach home, oh praise the Lord, some sweet day. Way. good morning there before the throne. What a singing that will be when I get home eternal home. What a singing that will be when I get home eternal home.
Amen. All right, that's the Edwards family. Amen. When I get home. What a day that's going to be, amen, when we get home. Looking forward to that day. And I tell you, thank the Lord. We thank God for being with us, never leaving us, nor forsaking us. What a blessing it is. I want to focus our attention now to some thoughts from the Word of God. The Bible says over in Hebrews chapter number 10, beginning reading in verse number 1, the Bible said, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they have not ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. It is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins." The Bible said over there in John chapter 14, verse number 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Let's look today on the broadcast at a shadow of the cross that points to Jesus as being the way. You could say today that the shadow of the cross is seen by the blood on the doorpost there in Egypt. I thought so many times in Exodus chapter number 12 of how that blood was applied to the doorpost, and how that they were told to take the lamb and take it out of the assembly of the congregation and kill it in the evening. And they shall take the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. They shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire his head and his legs, with the puritans thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, and your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hands. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. And I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be a token, be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." We see wherein in the text that there is some instructions that must be followed in order for the death angel to pass over the door. Over there in Exodus chapter number 12, verse 22, the Bible says, "And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through and smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you." We find here a perfect picture of the bloody cross of Calvary. We see clearly that the blood was to be first placed upon the upper post, or what is called the lintel. According to verse 22, we find that the blood was to be dipped in a basin and put upon the two side posts with hyssop. And then they were to go into the house. And a while back I was preaching upon this subject, and I began to think about how that these Israelites, after putting the blood upon the doorpost, they would have to walk through the blood into the house of security. I begin to think, is that not to how that we get saved by the grace of God? We can't get saved on our own. We can't get saved by ourselves. No, it takes the blood, amen. It takes the blood of a righteous, spotless lamb, the Lamb of God. And when that blood is placed upon the doorpost of our hearts, Christ comes through, and amen. He comes into our life and changes our life drastically. Boy, I thank God, amen. What a blessing to think about the blood upon the doorpost. And we find here that what are they rescued from? Well, they're rescued from death. That they're saved from death. Death, remember, death is passing through the land that night. And so as they put the blood upon the doorpost, it is a sign. It's a seal. It's there to say, hey, something died for our sins. Something's died in our place. And they put that blood upon the doorpost. Wow, what an awesome picture of the cross of Calvary. Remember, it was on the two side posts and on the lintel. That means that it was on the two side posts. That's referring to the arms of the cross. And then on the lintel, referring to where Christ's head was. Then I think about this. As that blood that was placed upon the doorpost, on the side post and on the lintel, you know good and well, friend, that blood dripped from the lintel onto the ground, representing the Lord's feet. It's in the perfect formation of a cross. Christ dying for our sins upon the cross of Calvary. Now listen. I see it so clearly that I see the provision of the blood. The blood of the Lamb was not enough. The blood in the basin was not enough. But the blood has to be applied, has to be placed upon the building in order to keep the people safe on the inside. In other words, they had to follow the commands of God. And I'm thankful today, listen, that we've got a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got hope in the blood. Amen. And Jesus is the way. It's not just enough for Christ to have died for our sins. Christ died upon the cross of Calvary. He paid the payment for our sins. He arose the third and glorious morning. I mean, all of those things are vital to salvation, no doubt. But friend, there's people today that are going to reject what Christ did for them. They're not going to follow the commands of God. Jesus said you must be born again. That's what it takes to get to heaven, friend. If you've never been born again with the grace of God, if you've rejected the blood of Calvary, you've rejected God's only begotten Son, friend, you're not going to be able to go to heaven. But friend, here's the thing. Jesus died for your sins. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary so that you could be saved from your sins and have forgiveness from all of the sins that you've done. And all Christ does is this. He said over in Romans chapter number 10, he said this, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We've got it on the back of our buses. It says this, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friend, if you've never been saved today, I want to challenge you. Today's the day. Amen. Call out to the Lord and ask God to save you from your sins. Christ died for you. He gave you everything that it would take for you to be saved by the grace of God. And all you have to do is ask Christ to be your Lord and Savior. I appreciate you tuning in today for the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. It sure is exciting to be able to come to you every single day at your place of listening. And we hope that it's been a blessing to you as you've listened today. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.